This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
1 year ago, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel wrote an opinion that opened the floodgates for high-capacity well permits in Wisconsin. It led the Department of Natural Resources to approve almost 200 well permits that had previously been stalled. Sean Johnson reports on one of them.
Tom Coons bought his house on Pleasant Lake in Washera County more than 30 years ago. His real estate agent, Fred Erickson, has been his neighbor ever since.
I suppose you want your money back now, Tom. Is that right?
As the two sit down for coffee with friends, Coons remembers when Erickson first showed him the lake. Coons was sold.
He put us in his little, his boat with a, 20-horse motor or whatever, and took us around Pleasant Lake. And you could see 15, 16 feet down into the lake.
Erickson says he still takes prospective homebuyers out on his boat, only the lake is a lot lower than it used to be. And Erickson warns people that lake levels could drop even more because of nearby high-capacity wells. That includes a nearby well permit that was granted by the DNR last year after Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel's opinion.
I have a moral obligation, first of all, because I'm your neighbor here at the lake, and I'm a friend to begin with.
But Erickson says it goes beyond that. He says he's professionally obligated to tell prospective buyers, even though it won't help him sell houses.
Yes, I am, because I have information that's pertinent to the property they're buying. And if I don't tell them about that, I could lose my license.
Erickson may feel a duty to warn people about the impacts of high-capacity wells, but the state of Wisconsin no longer operates under any such obligation. Last May, Schimmel's advisory opinion upended the way the state handles well permits. Attorney Carl Cinderbrand represents Pleasant Lake landowners and others who are challenging several wells that moved forward. He says lakes and streams have always been protected by the Wisconsin Constitution's public trust doctrine.
It has always been part of our organic law, and it has always been very protected by our Supreme Court.
The state Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision in 2011 declaring that the public trust doctrine also extends to groundwater. The court wrote that the DNR has the authority and a general duty to consider whether high-capacity wells will harm lakes and streams. Justices also said the DNR should use its expertise and its discretion to do that. That eventually led the agency to consider the cumulative impacts of all wells on a watershed when considering new permits. Schimmel said the court did not consider new powers lawmakers gave themselves in 2011 over agency rules like cumulative impact. Pressed on his rationale at a recent legislative hearing, Schimmel described his order this way.
Authority for regulatory agencies and rules comes from the legislature.
The DNR had 190 high-capacity well permit applications it had set aside before Schimmel's opinion, some of which the agency admits it was going to have to deny. After Schimmel's opinion, all 190 of those backlogged permits were approved, including one for the well near Pleasant Lake. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp told the legislative panel recently that lawmakers need to be specific if they want to regulate high-capacity wells.
So here's the big policy question that I think all of you are going to be grappling with going forward. When we talk about things like cumulative impacts, there is no definition to that.
Before Schimmel's opinion, DNR regulators used science and the power that courts had given them to set those definitions. When it came to the proposed well near Pleasant Lake, regulators were willing to grant a permit, but with strict limitations. After Schimmel's opinion, those restrictions came off. The DNR increased the permit near Pleasant Lake from 36 million gallons to 272 million gallons of water per year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.